This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Hi, everyone. Okay. It's Jenny.
Oh, hey, Jenny.
Jenny.
Hey, so did you guys hear that? It's being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yay. Sorry, Sal.
Yeah, yay.
Oh, it took me like
got
an
it.
Hour.
Open tape.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think we have but 4 or 5 people on.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it was working.
Yeah. I'm Donna.
This call has been recorded. This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Jenny Norris, your chairwoman for the International Association of Homesteading Teaching Professionals, welcoming you to our February call. And I did just mute everybody in the background, so I know there's still people coming on. But we have a great lineup for you today. So I just want to confirm that, Betty, you're on. Can you hear me, Betty? Or you're on the leadership side, correct? Betty? Uh-oh, what happened? Well, let me do this again then.
All callers are muted.
Uh-oh. So, Betty, can you hear me at all? Betty? All right, I'm going to hang up and call back in. I don't know what happened.
I'm here, Jenny.
Oh, you're here. Okay, good. So Betty must have fallen off then. See, I can hear you. Okay, that's good. I'm not going to hang up. And then, Barb, are you on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can. You sound very far away, but we can hear you. And then Betty, are you on this side? So Betty must have called. She probably has to call back in. And then Bob from Cal Lighting, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Bob Cooper.
Okay, Bob Cooper. Okay, good. So I don't know what happened to Betty. So we'll go ahead and get started. And then hopefully Betty will. Betty, if you're hearing this, we can't hear you. So I don't know if you muted yourself or you need to call back in. So, but welcome everybody who's on the call. Thank you so much for joining us. This call is being recorded, so we will have it downloaded and available on our site for the membership side from now on. So I did figure that out, and we weren't able to record last month because I wasn't calling in through the right portal. But I got that all figured out. So again, this is Jenny Norris, and happy to have you with us. I'm going to just start off by giving some announcements. Betty, is that you?
It's me.
All right, you're back. Yay. So Bob Cooper is on, Johnny Fowler's on, and Barb is on the leadership side. So we're all here, which is great. So I just wanted to make some announcements, and then I'm going to turn the call over to Betty. So first of all, of course, those of you that are on social media and getting our emails and so forth, you know our conference is coming up in Denver, September 25th, 26th, and 27th. Very exciting. So the 25th, of course, is our big vendor expo in the late afternoon to through the evening. And then the 26th and 27th, we have our speakers and education and awards dinner and so forth. And so we're very excited for that. Prices are going to go make a change starting March 1st. So don't wait to get your tickets. You can do the one-third, one-third, one-third payment plan if you need to, but lock in the low rate. And we have a lot of really great speakers we'll be sharing with you. So Lisbon is going to be Portugal. May 23rd is their one-day conference in Lisbon, Portugal. So very excited to be having that happening over in Europe. And they've got a great speaker lineup as well. And then on the 24th, there'll be a one-day communication and consultation designation course for the people over there because they weren't really taught how to do consultations. And so we're going to educate them and give them a designation so they can earn money doing that nice service for staging. We did announce our keynote speakers for business keynotes. We have Johnny Fowler, who's our special guest for today on the call. He is our marketing keynote. Wealth of information. I actually put in the promo, he talks faster than I do, so his 2-hour session will be more like 4 hours. And he knows so much about the social, I mean, I just learned so much just talking with him for half an hour to just ask him if he wanted to be a speaker. So really excited to have you on the call for today. And then Ravi Huthasinghe, so he is our designation keynote speaker. And the designation we're going to be giving at the conference is the IHOSP CDE, Cultural Diversity Expert. And so we'll be talking a lot about working with different cultures, and that's Ravi's background. So he is a cultural diversity and inclusivity expert, speaks on that, has a school, does a lot of education around the world. And so he's got a really great background. Joining him so far for the designation is Deepti Nayar from Charlotte. I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. And then Deborah Plowden from Houston. And we're looking at Kevin Payne also from Long Beach. So far, those three, we may be adding one more person to that designation teaching to talk about how to work with different cultures and so forth. And then, of course, Chris Widener, he is our business keynote. He has written 20 books, bestsellers, worked directly with Zig Ziglar, did a TV show with him. Jim Rohn, who a lot of people in the motivational speaking world know Jim, and he and Chris wrote books together. And so very excited to have him joining us. And he will be speaking on September 26th, which is Saturday. Johnny will be September 27th, as well as Ravi. And then both Johnny and Chris will be coming to our advanced stager training session, which is the 28th and 29th. And they'll be speaking on the 28th, probably earlier in the day, and sharing some more intimate, helpful nuggets with our six-figure and above stagers who will be attending that. So if you haven't registered for the advanced stager training, we're going to have a really good educational workshop session, but we'll have these two additional speakers sharing, which we've never done that before. And I'm really excited to be able to offer that to people who are coming to the advanced stager training. So to qualify for that, of course, you have to have a six-figure or above business by the time conference happens. And so you want to get your spot, because last year we had over 50 people, and we don't want to cram the room too much. So space is limited for that session, the two-day workshop. Our featured speakers are being announced as well, and then we have a breakout session. Speakers. So people sent in their submissions by February 15th, and I just was able to look at them briefly. So we'll be going through those and letting people know that if you did submit for a session, a breakout session, based on what we asked for, we will be letting people know within the next couple of weeks if you've been selected. So thanks, everybody who did turn things in on time. We greatly appreciate that. Of course, we're working on our Fast Lead Workshop, so Focus Accelerated Stager Training. And lead your market, so learn, elevate, analyze, and dominate. And so Fast Lead Workshops are happening all over the U.S. right now. We're scheduling them. The first one will be in Denver, March 5th. These are one-day workshops, and you're going to hear, you're going to learn five different topic areas, which this is based on what people have given us feedback on education that they need now to be able to grow their businesses. And so there's five different topic areas. The first one's pricing and profitability. So are you profitable in your business? And it doesn't matter if you're brand new or somebody who's been seasoned, that's always something you want to take a look at to making sure that you really are turning a profit. And what is normal profit for a market? And as more people enter the industry and you have people charging different things all over the map, it's hard to be profitable when you're trying to compete. So we're going to talk all about that. Business logistics and operations. So running your company, you know, having different people in different roles that you may assign, if that's not you, who wants to be doing the logistics, but we're going to have experts talking about how to do that for your business. Team building and delegating, because as you grow, you can't do everything, so that'll be a big aspect of what we talk about. Of course, marketing, social media, and apps to help you run your business. Be smarter, work faster, and then the marketing and social media part, where do we need to be for exposure to get business and how to do that. And then finances, planning and positioning. So financial planning for positioning your company in a way that you can actually be that your own lender, be able to expand your company, where you're going to get capital, working capital, there's resources for that. So that's the biggest roadblock to expansion for a stager is the money it takes to get a warehouse or to get inventory or to get to the next level. So that all takes money, and so we're going to talk about with experts how you can accomplish that. So again, those are being taught all over the U.S. If you go to leadyourmarketworkshop.com or leadyourmarketnow.com, either one of those websites will take you directly to the Focus Accelerated Stager Training Workshops. You'll see the different dates and locations that are confirmed. Then you can register, and there's different discount codes as well for certain sessions that you can put in so you can save a little money on the one day. And the one-day education, we have sponsors also providing lunch. So like in Denver, we have Sherwin-Williams, and also Labor Jacks will be sponsoring. And the Sherwin-Williams locations, I believe, in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, we have them there. And in Boston, we're actually teaching in the Sherwin-Williams facility in, I think it's Canton. That could be wrong, but anyhow, it's not in, we had the master's course in Plymouth, but that Thursday we'll go and take a field trip and go to the workshop. So anyhow, we're really excited to be able to offer this to everybody. Leap year. This is a leap year. So I think this week we hit February 29th. So we're going to do a stage-a-thon, those of you who missed out, a 24 hours of education stage-a-thon. So starting at 12:01 a.m. on the 29th, so at 12:01 a.m., that website's going to go live, and there'll be 24 hours of continuous education that you can tune in at any time. So if you can't sleep that night, you can watch the education. We might actually surprise you with some live content as well, but we do have 24 hours of education lined up for the stage-a-thon on Leap Day. We have statistics that we've been asking people to submit, so I'm asking for the last call for you to turn in your stats so we can pull those together. We'd like to be able to have those to provide to NAR, to InMen, to people in our industry, and also those who use us, so they have real numbers to work with, and that we'll stop getting these calls, ideally, that where they want to pay only $500 to stage their vacant property and don't have any idea what it really costs. So the statistics will help us, because it's not just days on market and the success. It's also, we've asked for information on project pricing and so forth that we can actually turn around and then capsulize it and share it with people who use us. High Point Tour, we will be, again, taking people out on a market tour. That will be April 27th. So those of you that are going to be in High Point or you're in the North Carolina area, the southeast, or you want to travel there, it's a great market. And again, on the 27th, which I believe is a Monday, we'll be having the High Point Market Tour, and we'll also have a panel, a speaking panel, with Karen Mendenhall, Blair Hamady, and Sandra Holmes. So I set that up for them to share and help educate some of the designers at market. So that will also be on the 27th, so you guys can go and support them. And that is everything I had written down, so I'm sure there's more that I could share, but I don't want to take too much more time. So that's everything I have. So Betty, take it over, girlfriend.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yay. Okay. Barb, are you on?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Betty.
I sure am.
Oh, okay. Barb, I'm going to get Barb on, and then if you can, wait just a minute. Barb's going to speak, and then I'll get you.
So Barb's first, and then Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
So,
my brother,
are you there?
Bob.
So you said the third person, but I'm ready.
Yeah, and Johnny. So
right.
It's going to be Barb, and then Bob, and then Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I can change my name to Bill or something like that if it would help.
Exactly. We'll call you BC.
It's fine with me if you want to jump right in, whatever you want.
No, you go first.
Go ahead, Barb.
Okay, hi everybody. Happy New Year and Happy Valentine's. And wow, what a year we've already started with. I miss you, and it's so great to connect today. And in my short 10 minutes, because life is so short, it's a joy to share some thoughts with you and a little, and to do some thinking and to do a little pondering when the call is over about many things, because I think pondering things every day, even for 5 minutes, life is so fast, and our kids are moving fast, our neighbors are moving fast, we're moving fast, and there are some words that mean a lot to me that I wanted to share with you today. For those that you don't know, this is Barb Schwarz, and I'm the creator of Home Staging, and it's been my joy to build StageHomes.com, IHOSP, the Staging University, Worldwide Staging Service Week through the years, and to see the great things that the team is currently doing today. So congratulations to the great team that we have working with all of us these days. And as I start out, and this will be short, it's just I like it to be poignant. As we think about this, life can get a little foggy. You know, the other day I got something in my eye, and this isn't written down. It's coming straight from my heart to yours. And I said, wow, I can't really see as clearly as I normally do. What's going on? Not knowing that there were two little bugs in there that had flown, you know, and invaded my eyes, one on each eye, actually. And I got to thinking about that quickly before I got the darn things out, is that that's how life can be at any time. You know, whether we are driving in the fog or whether little bugs got in our eyes or whatever took us off our path, because that's easy to happen sometimes too, things can seem confused. They can seem like they're upset. It can seem negative. We feel unhappy. Maybe we get sick. Whatever takes place, it's clearing out our vision and really sticking with our vision. I say this humbly from my heart, as humbly as you'll receive it, because how you feel about it is up to you, not me. The other day, I was thinking about the environment, and some of you saw this that I wrote on Facebook, because all of a sudden it just hit me in the eyes, in my soul. It was like, holy cow, I started something that nobody knew about in the entire world. I was the only person. How does that come to be? Because some of you are new in the business, and you may be saying, well, there's not enough business, and nobody knows who I am, and this particular area of the neighborhood never heard about staging. Really? Because I've heard that from day one. When that happens to you, think about me, would you? And I'm not saying that, I swear to God, from an egotistical point. I'm saying that if I can do it, you can do it too. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Africa. You could be in Brazil. You could be in Spain. You could be in Kansas. You could be anywhere on this planet, and you're going to face those things one time or another. And maybe you've been staging for 12 years. Congratulations. I'm very proud of you. I really am. I'm blessed. I'm happy that you are a home stager because we need you. We're here to support you. We love you. I love you, even if I haven't met you. You know, what one does affects all of us. What you do affects me. What the person next to you in a class affects the others. You know that because you've seen it in class. So I thought, wow, if I could have that happen, and it did, which took persistence, commitment, those words really mean a lot to me, never, 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 never giving up. I thought, well, what can I do on other things? What can you do for other things? Because then I thought of the environment, which started the whole thought in my mind in the first place. Because even as stagers, we really affect the environment. We really do. Where do we get the things that we purchased? What are they made out of? Where were they made? What do the people that made them do with what's left over? Do they just junk it, throw it away? Do they recycle? What's happening as far as the environment, as far as we can see and beyond? And I thought, you know, I'm going to share this because I've got nothing on any of you. I may have more persistence than some of us are practicing these days. And mission, what's your vision? And what mission are you on? So as you are living your life every single day, working with your passion, which I hope you will never lose, and really bringing good to others and service to others, I want you to think about this. Don't just talk. Say something. Say something to your clients that really brings them to you, that bonds them, not just what everybody else said, but what you can say. And then I want you to not just think, but as I already said, this word, ponder. Because as you ponder, great things come to you. Ponder as you walk down the street. Ponder as you're driving, although you must keep thinking of the road. Next word is don't just listen, understand as best as possible and keep striving to understand. And don't just hear, listen. The secrets are in what you're hearing. And don't just read, absorb. I hope you read my books. And as you do that, absorb them. Take them into you and apply them. And then don't just look, observe. That's how I built the course and staging, was by day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, absorbing what were the sellers saying, what were the agents saying, how can I adapt that and change it and make it better? Because you can't change them, you can only change you. Then, rather than just touch, feel everything. Sometimes we're afraid to feel because it could hurt, or we're sad, or there isn't enough, or maybe too much. It's about feeling, and don't ignore those feelings. They are so important to you and me. Last but not least, and there are more, but I'll close with this one, is how many times do you just exist? You just drop out. You're driving. You're dropping out, perhaps. Or maybe you're really pondering as you drive, or maybe you're really hearing what's going on around you, or maybe you're really pondering and saying something and absorbing and observing and feeling. Because what life is really for, I believe, is to find out who you are. It's your lessons for being on this earth. Those lessons make you or they break you. And the key is, while you do all this, be brilliant. Have a great week. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Barb. It's always good to hear from you, and it's always good to, you think life is kind of simple sometimes or it's too hard, but you're right. You have to be a part of it no matter what. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Betty. Love you.
Okay, Bob. This
yes.
is Bob.
Bob Cooper, yes.
With Cal Lighting. Bob, thank you for being on. We love our vendors. Can you tell us about a little bit about yourself and also the company?
Sure. I was given here 5 minutes, so let me start the timer because I don't want to go. well, myself, I'm a vice president here at Cal Lighting. We're a private family-owned firm. Not my family, but I've been in the lighting business since 2000, and before that I did various things. I had a military career. I left as a major, and I had my own contracting business, and then I also worked in the garage door industry. I grew up in Colorado, so hopefully I can get back to Denver for the conference. I went to school there, and then I went on to the University of Colorado where I was commissioned and then went into the Army. When I came to California, the Army sent me actually to California to work for the city, and then I stayed in California and got an MBA from Pepperdine University. So I always tell people I went to the two most beautiful campuses in the world, Boulder, Colorado, and Malibu, California. But I think that's enough about me.
Yeah, they're both really beautiful.
Pardon?
Their both locations are very pretty.
Yeah, very pretty. So Cal Lighting, that's C-A-L Lighting, not C-O-W. So actually we're in California. We're in Ontario, California, and we're on Philadelphia Avenue, so we're really confusing. But a lot of people think it's Canada, but it's California. We're in the L.A. area. If you don't know the area, it's East L.A., about 3.5 hours from Las Vegas and about 45 minutes from downtown L.A., or about an hour, depending on the traffic. And the company is 35 years old. We started in floor lamps and became very strong. And as the years went by, we added table lamps. And for the last about 3 or 4 years, we've had chandeliers. All our products are indoor. We don't do any outdoor lighting. But we've also grown into LED mirrors, vanity lighting, and track lighting for people that are still using track. We have an 80,000 square foot warehouse here in Ontario, and actually we're building another 80,000 square foot. So we have a lot of boxes. We can ship in 1 to 2 days. We drop ship, and our main business started out for selling to furniture stores. Then we got into lighting showrooms and electrical distributors, and now we've entered the hospitality industry, and we're trying to obviously work more with stagers. I was in Nashville last fall, so if you were there, you saw our products. If not, I'll give you a quick rundown.
We're basically medium priced or value priced. We have a variety of styles, from lifestyle to rustic to traditional to modern. I call it light contemporary. I think what we can do for the stagers is we have a $250 minimum to start. So it's real easy to buy our products. We have a $50 reorder just for stagers. We can drop ship for you at no cost. We have a website it's an open website, but there's no pricing. So if you want to get pricing, you can notify us. But you can go onto our website, which is calighting.com. So it's not Cal, it's just CA and then lighting. If you want to see prices, either email me or and I'll give you my email address or email order, ORDER, at calighting.com. So order, singular, at calighting.com. Or you can email me, which is robertcooper@calighting.com. And we'll get you in where you can see prices. Or if you just see something you want and you want to get a price, text or email one of those sites, and we'll give you a price. We have a promo. We have a quarterly promo, and once you purchase from us, we automatically send it to you, and I can also send that. And the discounts on the promo range from 20% for the best sellers, and they actually are our best sellers, and then 50 to 60% for items that we're either closing out or we're trying to decrease our inventory. All our catalogs are electronic and printed. We can send you a binder with, right now we have four, right now that's 5 minutes. Right now we have four catalogs, and we can send those, send you pricing. When you order, be sure to tell us you're a stager, because we'll key you in that way, and we're trying to obviously increase sales. So we want to grow that part of the business, and I hope to see you in Denver.
Bob, the catalog that you guys have, is the electronic catalog the same as the one you could send it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's an active website. Once you become a customer, you can see your invoices and your sales and tracking numbers and shipping and things like that.
Great. And then I know I'm going to... You're planning on being at the Denver conference?
Pardon?
You're planning on being at the Denver conference with our...
I hope so. Yep. We were in Nashville, so I hope to be in Denver.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. So I know on the... I'm trying to pull up your portal on our... vendor page. Here it is, vendor directory. So when people are ordering, we want to make sure that they're identifying themselves not just as a stager, but as an IHOSP member.
That's better, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only association we belong to for stagers.
Awesome. So everybody listening, when you go to the IHOSP site, you log into as a member, you click on the vendor directory, and then all of our different vendors have their logos and so forth. If you click on Cal Lighting, it has start here to get your IHOSP savings. You put your information in, which captures your information. We provide all of that to the different vendors so they know who's interested in their product or service, and then they can follow up with you. But you can get in there and start seeing what they have and what they offer. But make sure to identify yourself as an IHOSP member if you happen to call in or somehow email in and you don't go through this portal, because we want to make sure that we're being able to track the success of the program. So thank you for being a part of it. Yeah, you got to come back. And when was the last time you were in Colorado, Bob?
Pardon?
When was the last time you were in Colorado?
Oh, I used to go back every year for football, but we have an office there too. We have a sales office there. So with a rep, we have a rep there in Lakewood. So I would get back every year, but now it's probably been a couple of years. But for
Lakewood's like 15 minutes from where I live, so I'll have to look them up.
Oh, I travel a lot, so.
Yeah. Well, it's great. Well, thank you so much for being part of our vendor program and for being on the call. And if anybody has questions, did we give their email address out?
Yeah, I'll give it to Robert Cooper
at
calighting.com.
Okay, cool.
So just as it's spelled.
CA Lighting.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Robert Cooper at calighting.com.
Thank you so
great.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Okay, Johnny Fowler, are you on?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Johnny Fowler. My proper name is Jonathan Fowler. I own a mortgage company out of Houston, Texas, actually Sugarland, Texas. And I spend about 45 weeks a year on the road teaching real estate agents, small business, anybody in sales, the proper ways to use social media. The reason that I do this is kind of twofold. The first one is I want to make sure that small business stays around as long as I'm on this earth and as long as my kids and grandkids are around. In my business, it's companies like Zillow and things like that that are just something that I want to not let take over small business. The other reason I do it is because I spend a tremendous amount of money just on my advertising. I spend $30,000 to $50,000 a month with Facebook alone by itself, not to mention Instagram, LinkedIn, everybody else, and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just staying on top of what this game is. So a lot of people don't have that benefit to where they can do this. So I've always thought that as long as I'm giving back, as long as I'm helping, then it's something that that I'm fulfilling some sort of obligation that I have by learning. I was lucky enough, I guess, that I spoke in front of a number of your members across the country, and they reached out and asked me to become part of your group, your industry, part of your keynote in September in Denver, Colorado, and I was blessed. I've been speaking with Jenny since and trying to do whatever I can to help you guys. I do this at no cost anywhere in the country, and I just try and help small business, and I do a really good job at it. I take people and double, triple, and quadruple their income just by showing them the proper ways to use what's out there. Jenny, I don't know if there was something specifically you wanted me to go over, but I'm willing to talk about anything that you want me to talk about.
Well, again, because we don't want to take away from your talk, but I know you'll have so much great information in September to share, and then he'll be a guest on the Home Staging Talk Show live as well, which will be great. One of the things we talk about the platforms Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and so forth, and people are always confused about like where do they need to have a presence. And I know one of the things you're going to be teaching is also, not having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for exposure. There's hacks that you're going to teach us, which I'm excited to learn, to bypass some of the Facebook protocol and do it in the right way. Is that the right way to kind of share that?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's some of the big things that I do. So anybody can teach you how to build a funnel. Matter of fact, I'll build you a funnel for free where people are out there charging you $5,000, $10,000, and $20,000 to build you a funnel. I've got a team of a dozen millennials here in Houston, Texas, and I'll build your funnels at no cost for you. What I try and do is I try and show you the organic way so it doesn't cost you a dime to get any customers, to get your leads, to get better, cleaner leads. And here, I'll give you a couple tips right now. If you guys want to write these down, if you want to record these, whatever it is, I'll give you some tips and things to do. The very first one that I really want to go over, and I'm trying to talk slow because Jenny said that, the very first one that I want to go over is something that is detrimentally important to anybody on Facebook. First of all, I'm going to use Facebook because the reason that we want to talk about Facebook is every single day in the United States, 240 million Americans spend 5 hours a day on Facebook. So when I say 240 million out of the 320 million Americans that are in this country spending 5 hours a day on Facebook, that's something that you guys need to pay attention to. I always get off my class and tell people that, and then I ask them, so where is your customer? And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about if they are on Facebook. The next thing that I want to do is I want to explain to you guys something that we call the whip effect, W-H-I-P, whip effect. And what the whip effect is it is educating and bringing something positive to your audience. One of the things that we see, and people fail with this all the time, is the fact that all they ever do is talk about what their profession is on social media. And it's like I tell realtors all the time, you know, if you're a real estate agent and I'm your typical consumer, I can only buy a house once every 6 to 7 years, national average, unless I'm an investor. Now, if that's all you do is tell me you're a real estate agent, if you tell me that you're a stager, if you tell me that you're in car sales, whatever it is, then I only need you when that time comes around. And if that's all you tell me, then I'm going to change the channel just like on any other channel. So what we have developed is a system called the whip effect. And what that is I want you to put posts out there, 5 to 1, 5 posts about your audience. Educate them, make them smile, make them laugh, make them cry, help them in some form or fashion to every one post about what it is that you do for a living. And on that one post that you put out there that is something about what you do for a living, I need you to remember this. Not everybody cares exactly what it is. So what that means is if you, in your situation, are staging a multi-million dollar mansion, well, if the greater majority of your customers are not in the position to buy a multi-million dollar mansion, that's something that they can't even relate to. It doesn't make any sense to them. But if it was me and I was in your position and I was doing your job, I'm going to guess that you're staging probably what's either average or medium priced in your area. Those are things that I would be showing, and I would show people the before and after. One of the things that I do is I love to try and make people build their CRM systems. And if you don't have a CRM system, this is mandatory. You must get a CRM system today. I don't care if it's one that you pay for. I don't care if it's HubSpot, which is free. HubSpot's a great system. But you must get a CRM system if you don't have one today. And one of the things that I do is I want to show you how to build your CRM, not just the mechanics of it, but how you're putting clients in it every single day to build business, to increase business, and you're getting your clients to interact with you. That's a huge one that we do. There's some really good secrets that I'm going to show you, some ways to control your clients, some ways to control who it is, some ways to bring more people in. I'm going to show you how to build some organic funnels, things like that. But there's a couple little hints that I want you to take away, and I'm willing to give more. Jenny, you just tell me. You give me some direction.
That's fine. Yeah, give us some tips.
Okay. So here's some things that I would do. The very first thing, stop putting outside links on Facebook. What that means is stop putting outside URLs, www, websites, YouTube links, Vimeo, anything, stop putting those on Facebook. If you'll, and I'm going to tell the story when I get there, but if you'll pay attention to what Facebook is, and if you'll watch the congressional hearing that happened in April of 2018, where Mark Zuckerberg had to explain to Congress what it is and how he makes his money, one of the biggest things that Facebook hates is when you take people out of their ecosystem. So he told us over and over and over again in that congressional hearing that he sells ads. He told everyone in that congressional hearing that he sells ads. So if you'll think about it this way, when you, let's just say you have a Macy's store, because Macy's about as big as they are nationwide. If you have a Macy's store, one of the biggest problems that people do is when they put that outside link to their outside website, YouTube, anything like that, never once have you ever walked into a Macy's store, and when you walk in the front door, it says Dillard's sells jeans cheaper than we do. So
right.
by putting an outside link on your Facebook page, whether it's a community page, a business page, whether it's your personal page, what you're doing is you're trying to pull people out of the Facebook ecosystem and take them into another system that sells ads, sells memberships, sells T-shirts, whatever it may be. So one of the biggest problems that they have is people trying to take people out of Facebook. If Facebook's trying to sell ads and your audience, you're trying to take your audience out of there, they don't like that. So you have to stop putting outside links. And I'm going to show you how to do that when I get to Denver in September. But if you would stop that as soon as possible, then the very first thing you're going to do is increase your EdgeRank. And EdgeRank is the scoring system that not only Facebook but all social media systems use. What they want to do is they want you getting a higher score, and the higher score, the more people they allow you to talk to.
So, Johnny, can I ask you a quick question then? Because I just
learned
that whole thing about the link when I had sent you your promo for your speaker, and it had our – just in the graphic, it had the website info. So I took that off because you let me know that. But so if the whole goal is like we're promoting our event, let's just talk about the conference, promoting the conference on Facebook, and I want people to go get a ticket, but I can't put the website in there. Do I put it in as a comment? I mean, how do I get people to know where to get a ticket? Or how to, you know, if we do want them to go.
So you've got to do it one of two different ways. It depends on the system that you're using. I use Eventbrite. And the reason I use Eventbrite is it's one of the only systems that actually pays Facebook to be a subscriber on Facebook. They actually pay Facebook to be part of it, and they actually pixel it. And if you want help with that, we'll show you how to do it. We'll help you build it out. But if it was me, here's how I would do it. If I had an event that I was putting together, I would go on and I would do a live video. Live video is number one with Facebook, no ifs, ands, or buts. There is nothing else that is more important to them than live video. I would do a live video, and I would say, hey, I'm Johnny Fowler. I'm speaking as a keynote speaker at the International Home Stagers Association in Denver, Colorado. You need to be there. It doesn't matter what business you're in, but everybody needs to understand what it is to be a home stager. If you want more information, reach out to me through my direct message or leave a message right here on my Facebook page and reach out, and I'll send you a link. And then what you would do is you would send them the link inside of their direct messenger. Direct messenger is not suppressed, where normal Facebook posts or comments are both suppressed if they have outside links. Or
okay.
Use a system like we do with Eventbrite. And I'm sure there's other ones. Eventbrite just works the best with. The other part about this is when you do that, when you use a system that Facebook will allow you to use that's actually paying Facebook, it doesn't take people off of Facebook, it also will let you pixel the system. And the cool thing about pixeling is like a tracking device. So when you do an ad, when you do your commercial, when you do a paid ad and it goes out, when people click on that paid ad, it's going to tell you exactly who they are, what age they are, what group they're in, where they're from, what time they clicked on it, and then it will also give you their information that you may be interested in their cache memory. So what you'll find out is, and I'm just throwing this out there, I have no idea, but you'll find out that ladies that are 42 to 48 years old read your link between 5:30 and 5:45 p.m., and this is when 67% of your traffic hits, blah, blah, blah. So then you know exactly when to put your ad out. You know you're wasting your time and your money if you're putting an ad out at 2:30 in the afternoon because your customer is not there when 67% of your customer is on between 5 and 5:30 in the afternoon. That's one of the benefits of using a system inside of Facebook that they actually promote, like Eventbrite.
So if you boost a post, like let's say I post something and then I boost it and pay Facebook to advertise, then can I put a link in and go check the link out and it takes them out to, or do they still get mad?
They still get mad and they're still going to suppress it. And if you'll read the contract that they're putting out there with you, what they're saying is that they will show that to people who have similar interests. And for most people that have done that before, they can tell you right now without me ever saying anything, the only people that ever see that ad, the only people who ever click like or comment on there is usually their friends and relatives that they already have. And it also depends on if you're boosting a post inside of a group, inside of a community page, or if you're going outside of that. A lot of people make this horrible mistake where they boost a post inside of a group. So if you've got a group of 400 people and you're boosting that post is only going to those 400 people. Even though Facebook says your potential reach is 4,000, what Facebook's telling you is you can increase the size of this group from 400 to 4,000 because there's another 3,600 people who semi-meet the criteria of what Facebook has decided your audience is.
So, yeah, so people should be doing it on a page that's public.
Yes, ma'am, always on a public page. And what Facebook wants, they have told you over and over again, sometimes we just don't listen, and I'm not talking about you specifically, I'm just in general, they want more friends and family talking to each other. That's the
right,
big
engagement.
Thing. They want more friends and family. They want more engagement from friends and family. They're actually taking marketers like myself off of the feed. It's costing me more money to do what I do. But the good thing about that is groups like yours exist better because you can talk to more friends and family easier.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it was so important to them that they did 4 Super Bowl commercials telling you they want friends and family and community groups talking to each other.
Yeah, they want meaningful engagement. And so even those people listening, this is correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember they said before it was like they wanted you to like people's posts. Now you need to step it up, and you have to, if you put a heart, if you love it, that actually helps the person who posted get more something. And then if you comment, that's even better.
Yes, ma'am, and you're 100% correct. So we will spend more time. Most traffic on social media is done on your device or your phone. What will happen is we will spend more in the trade, what we call it is fat thumbing. So we will spend more time going back to unlike a post we accidentally liked than we will doing another emote. So right now, and it's been this way for quite some time, over a year that I know of, is instead of liking it, you should be loving it, you should be laughing at it, you should be wowing it, you should be crying, or you should be angry, as opposed to the like. You get no points whatsoever for the thumbs up.
Right, I think that's very interesting. So let's quickly switch gears. I want you to tell them with Instagram. So the number of hashtags, because I thought it was like the more hashtags, the better, and Instagram cut you off at 30, but you told me between 2 and 6, ideally. Is that for Facebook and Instagram? And then secondly, the 2 top hashtags for Instagram that will get us the most looks, exposure.
So there's two different things going on there. So first of all, hashtags need to be used on every piece of social media. Hashtags are not what a hashtag is, and I'll tell you more in Denver, but a hashtag is a descriptor. It is describing what I am. So for years, we've had things called meta tags, and they took meta tags away from us. So what a hashtag is it's describing what I'm doing right now. So like right now, the number one followed hashtag on any social media is hashtag love. Somewhere around 1.7 billion people follow hashtag love. Then from hashtag love, it goes down to hashtag Insta, hashtag Insta good, hashtag TBT, you know, things like that. But hashtag love is followed by 1.7 billion people. And what that means in theory is when you use hashtag love, approximately 1.7 billion people get notification that you just put something out there. So if it was me and I was a home stager and I showed a before and after, in my after picture, I would definitely say hashtag love because I love what this looks like. I love what it did to this house. Now, there's a couple things with hashtags. One of the things I'm going to recommend for everybody on this call or anybody who ever listens to this recording is start paying attention to hashtags much differently than you ever have before. Start going into Google and ask Google every single week. We call it Sunday meal prep. Every Sunday, go into Google and say, top hashtags, home staging, Chicago, Illinois. Top hashtags, home staging, Denver, Colorado, Nashville, Tennessee, whatever it is. And what will happen is you'll get about 10 pages that pop up, and it will tell you what the top hashtags that are being used in your industry every single day, because you got to remember, a hashtag is not your word. So hashtag Bob Smith gets you 0 points because nobody is searching for hashtag Bob Smith. What this is this newer generation started searching using hashtags. So if nobody's using the hashtag that you're using, you get zero traction for it, and actually you get suppressed by social media because they see that you don't know what you're doing. Now, the second part of that question is the number. So here's what's happened. Marketers, such as myself, have kind of screwed it up for everybody. And what we would do is we would find out whatever the top 50 hashtags, top 30 hashtags were in a specific industry, and we would start using those hashtags. So if I had nothing to do with home staging, but home staging was one of the top hashtags, I would use hashtag home staging. Well, the search engines caught on to this, and what they did is they started suppressing it. So right now, and I'm telling you this is going to be this way for quite some time, you need to use a minimum of two hashtags. One hashtag should be something about yourself. I think that everybody should brand themselves no matter what. So if I'm hashtag top stager in Denver, whatever that may be, you've got to remember nobody's following that hashtag. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to make a brand for yourself as that hashtag. Now, the other five hashtags need to be descriptors of what it is that you're doing at that specific time. So if you are a hashtag home stager, but you're also a hashtag mountain biker or a hashtag triathlete or a hashtag soccer mom, find the hashtags that are being used by the audience that's searching for you. And basically it's a search term. It's being used by the audience that's searching for you, and that's the hashtags that you need to use. So if you're using hashtag Bob Smith, nobody's searching for hashtag Bob Smith, but 1.7 billion people are searching for hashtag love. Does that make sense?
It does. And so, and we also asked about, one of the things I asked about was, I mean, he's so knowledgeable. So when I'm doing a hashtag, I'm like hashtag home, hashtag stager, hashtag Denver. So I should, could I just do like home, hashtag home stager Denver, and that gets three words. But when they search for it, it'll be like three separate words because they're not blending them all together. So it doesn't matter if you're doing a phrase or individual words, or does it?
Makes a huge difference. First of all, make sure that your hashtags are something that people can spell. If your hashtag is 30 characters long, nobody's going to remember how to spell all of that. So if it was me, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go in Google, and I'm going to go in and say top hashtags being used in Denver for home staging. And then Google's going to tell me exactly what's being used, what search terms are being used for that exact profession. And then I'm going to use hashtags that have something to do, some sort of correlation. So for somebody like myself to remember hashtag home stager Chicago, first of all, for me to remember that's almost impossible. Second of all, I'm going to misspell it. There's no question in my mind. So nobody is ever going to search for that. What you're trying to do is use words that are search phrases. So if you'll go on Google right now and just type in hashtag home and then see what happens, those are the search terms that people are using.
Oh. Okay. So, and it's interesting because you said, so Home Goods, Happy, Home Depot, Home is here, Home for the Holidays, Hometown, Home Goods. I just
see,
put that in.
That's what people are using. So here, let me give you a hint. If I just heard you say hashtag home goods. So
Yeah. If
you buy any of your materials at hashtag home goods, then that's something that I would put in. If you'll click on it, it'll tell you exactly what the audience, how many people are searching for hashtag home goods. And if it was any reasonable number, if it was 10,000, if it was 500,000, we're searching for hashtag home goods. If I bought any of my materials, merchandise from home goods, that's one that I would probably use because somebody is going to click on that. It's going to get information to them that you are hashtag home goods pro, you know, whatever that may be.
Yeah, and I said, because I did top 10 home staging hashtags, I just Googled. Just said for Denver, but it came up with hashtag real estate, all one word, 9%, home decor 9%, interior 7%, design 5%, home 5%, and staging, the word by itself is only 4%. So it's down the list. So it's very useful. And it's interesting because you and I talked about this, like when I search I do a Google search, I don't put a hashtag. I just type in, like you gave the example of red Corvette. So if I type that in, I might get a bunch of different sites, and out of that, you know, a small percentage actually be relevant, but if you put in a hashtag in the Google search bar, it's going to pull up almost 100% of the results that are relevant. And that's something that's generational because I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not looking, I don't search that way, but that's where we have to kind of train ourselves because that's what the millennials and the I generation, the centennials, which is the Gen Z, they're going to use the hashtags. So that's why we have to also use the hashtags that they're searching for.
Well, not only that, they're teaching us because, like we talked about before, when I go on Google and I put in hashtag Corvette, I'm going to end up with 8 pages that have nothing to do with what I want. I'm going to end up with 2 pages out of the 10 that are exactly what I'm looking for. So at some point, I'm going to ask a millennial or a Gen Zer, what is it, how is it that you're doing this? Or they're going to teach me or show me what I really want. And that's when I'm going to start using hashtags in my search terms, in my search engines, to find out exactly what it is that I'm looking for. So we're not putting – the whole idea behind hashtags is we are notifying the search engines for search engine optimization what it is that we're talking about. So here's something that people don't really realize. So the more I use hashtags on social media, if I use hashtags on Instagram, now I'm telling you, don't use more than 6, but if I use them in every post, if I use hashtags on Instagram, if I use hashtags on Facebook, what happens is when people go in to Google, Bing, whatever search engine that they're using, and they search for what it is that you do, then you're going to come up, your Facebook page will come up as a trusted source. Your Instagram page will come up as a trusted source on the search engines.
Which is really key because it's, and I haven't done a whole, you know, study behind this, but I tell people, like, if your Facebook profile, first of all, if it's private, that's not going to show up. It's your company page that you want, so you want to make sure that's public, because that will show up in a search engine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So did you guys
understand
that?
Well, that's the other thing, and I kind of tease real estate agents all the time. They'll put their face on the side of a bus, but they'll put their Facebook page to private because they don't want people to see them. But they'll put their face and their cell phone on the side of a bus.
Right, or a work or a bench. Yeah,
yes.
So you want to be if you want to have it, you have to have a public presence. So most of us are going to do that with our company pages. And same thing with Instagram, making sure that it is public so that you can be found. Because if it's private, you got to just check the settings, then you're not going to really be found with this mechanism that can help us really get a lot of exposure.
And I personally am not a fan of business pages. I call business pages penny slots. If you've ever walked into Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada, and said, how in the world did they build this multi-billion dollar facility? And then you turn around and you look and see all those people paying penny slots. That's what business pages are to me. They get no organic traction. For anybody to do any real business on a business page, to get any kind of clientele, to get any kind of traction, if you're spending less than $2,000 a month and you know what you're doing, you're wasting your time. I talk to probably 20,000 real estate agents a year going over this with them, and I've never met one that can show me that they've ever gotten business off their business page. What they will do is they will show me that they posted something on their business page and then got no traction, got 3 thumbs up, and mom said that's beautiful. And then they shared it to their personal page and maybe got some traction off of that. I'm going to show you guys how to use your personal page to truly get traction, and I'm going to show you how to get hundreds, if not thousands, of people following, paying attention to what it is that you do, to where your personal page is where your dollars are going to be at.
Well, and we don't have time to get into this today, so we'll have to save it. But just even if you have, you know, 1,500 followers or 3,000 friends, I should say, on Facebook, just how many people are actually seeing you and seeing your stuff is really small, a very tiny amount of that overall number. And so, like, when my husband says, I posted something, I only got, you know, so many likes, and then this other person got, you know, they posted they had grilled cheese sandwich and they got 100. Why is that? And it's because your stuff's not being seen by all the eyes you think it is. So that's a whole other strategy of how to outsmart Facebook.
Yes, ma'am. No ifs, ands, or buts. And it's not really outsmarting. It's using what they gave you, but knowing what that is. And I don't just gather this information. I mean, I have a Facebook rep that works at Facebook that I have discussions with every Thursday to tell me what's going on, what's changing, what to pay attention to, on top of the outside classes and the outside coaching that I do to learn these things to bring it to you guys. One thing that I'd like to say before I leave you and then before I talk to you next is, if you're not using stories on Facebook, if you're not clicking that button before you put any post out there, You're missing the boat. Start using stories today. Use it tonight. Use it tomorrow. When I get to Denver, I'm going to show you the proper times to actually post where when your customer is there paying attention. But if you've got, you have to start using stories today. Stories is so important to Facebook. I'll give you an example. I don't know if you saw it, but I put a post up, and I think it was on January 3rd. If you'll go to my personal page and you'll look on January 3rd, I put a post up of two of the most regal-looking dogs that you'll ever see. These dogs have to drive a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley. There's no question in my mind. They are wearing two sweaters that I swear Ralph Lauren himself knitted for these dogs. And these dogs are posed so wonderfully, and the caption on the meme says, these dogs look like they have good credit. If you'll notice, and I don't know what the number is now, but in 24 hours, I had 192 people who liked or emoted on that one picture. I think I had 74 people who shared it and only 11 or 12 comments in 24 hours. Now, here's the most important thing. In stories, I had over 1,900 people view it and react on stories. So 192 for something that I found on Google Images, 192 people actually interacted in 24 hours, but over 1,900 people saw it in my stories. Stories are so important to Facebook. You have to start using stories, and I'm begging your listeners and your members to start using it either tonight or tomorrow. Start using stories now.
And so and with the stories, because I thought it was like a video or a photo, but it can be any of the posts. When you go to post, it says post on your profile, and there's a button underneath story. And you can click both of them. It's not either or, so that it goes to both locations.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So great. Well, we could just keep talking for another 2 hours, I know, and we all learned so much. So I'm super excited to have you coming to Denver. We're going to have him on our show, the Home Teaching Talk Show Live. We'll get that scheduled. We'll be doing a session. And then, of course, you don't want to miss his – he has a two-hour session in Denver. And, you know, he wanted more time, but that's what we could give him. So he's going to cram a lot into that 2 hours, and then he'll also be doing an advanced stage or training session on the 28th. So I am so looking forward to it, and I greatly appreciate you being on the call. And Betty, any last words?
No, I just really appreciate your time. My head's spinning right now.
I took a whole page. I took a whole page of more notes, and I was scribbling all over the edges. I'm like, can't write fast enough.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. So thank you so much, Johnny. I hope you all, everybody listening, hope you all enjoyed the call. Thank you, Bob, for being on. Thank you, Barb, for being on. Our next call, let me get my calendar really fast. The next call will be the third Monday of the month, because there's no holiday in March that we have to be concerned about. So that's going to be March 16th. Your birthday. Oh, that's right. I thought your birthday was the 15th.
The 21st.
Oh, the 23rd. Well, so the third Monday is the 16th of March. So we'll do the call on the 16th, and then the next day is St. Patty's Day, so that'll be good. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much for having me on here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, everybody, for being on, and we will talk to you next month. We'll send an announcement out. But March 16th, mark your calendars. We'll be back. Thank you, Betty, for coordinating all this, and we'll see you online or in person, and check out all the information we shared. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This call has been recorded.